I mean, Romans 13 and verse 11. When you find it, say amen. Amen, amen. Amen. Now, what I want to do today is, I've really worked on this and prayed hard over it. Time. Discerning of time and utilizing our time.
Redeeming the time.
Oh, God, we'll get to that one too. Redeeming our time. Listen what Paul is writing here. And that knowing the what?
Time.
The time. That now, say now.
Now.
It is high time to awake out of sleep. For what?
Now.
Now is our salvation nearer than when we believed. The night is far spent. The day is at hand. Let us therefore cast off the works of darkness and let us put on the armor of light. You may be seated. I believe what Paul was doing here when he was writing to the Romans, he said the night is far spent. In Paul's day, in his society, it was a dark time, evil time, ungodly time. It was a spiritual darkness. But he said that the day spring from on high, in other words, is getting ready to come. That eternal light's getting ready to come. Yes. The night is far spent. Children, we're just about out of here.
Yeah,
I believe that with all of my heart. I believe the Lord's are coming very, very soon. The signs are all around us. Okay. Lord, thank you, Lord. There was another verse I was wanting right here. It said, behold, now is the acceptable time. Behold, now is our salvation nearer. Behold, Jesus is calling. How many knows that?
Yeah.
Have you ever noticed how fast that time is a passing us?
Yes.
It seems like it's flying by and you don't have enough time to get everything done anymore in a day's time.
Right.
You ever notice it?
Yes,
for sure.
You look at yourself in the mirror and you think, wow, man, I'm this old?
Yeah.
I'm older. Look at all the gray hair. My goodness sakes, where'd all of our time go to? I remember being in high school. Listen, I remember that just as vivid as could be.
Right.
Sitting there in my class, looking out and watching the seniors leave in their automobiles. And I was thinking, Lord, I can't hardly wait till I graduate, get my very first job, and get my very first car. Now, I've been out of the plants for 11 years. I put 42 years service in the nickel plant. And here I am, 72 years old. Where did that time go?
Man.
Be sensitive to the time. Be discerning of your time that you have, how you spend it. We're headed toward eternity. How many knows that? We didn't come here to stay, children.
Yeah.
We're getting ready to go home.
Yeah.
I'm dealing with time today in this lesson. Can anybody in this house give me a definition of what time really means to you? How do you view it? How important is time to you today? Every one of us are given a limited amount of time. We live on a temporary plane, locked into a moving measure of time. Day follows night. Night follows day. The hands of God's big clock are ever spinning. You can't outrun it. You can't slow it down. You learn to work within its limits and make everything fit that needs to be done in your life. Time's a moving. Time is a moving. Father, time's on the move.
For sure.
It never slows down for anybody. Today's the day of salvation. Behold now, if you hear his voice today, now is the acceptable time to pray. Right now is the time to get ready. Right now is the time to get a hold of the Lord. Right now is the time to stay ready and have God in your heart.
Yeah.
Now, to feel it, to know it. Know that you're with him and he is with you and you got him inside of you right now.
Yeah.
Right now, no time to linger, no time to drift. No time to be discouraged. Right now is the time to get a hold of it. Get a hold of it. Say, God, I need more of you. I want to be ready.
Yeah.
Oh, God.
Yes.
Yes.
You learn to work within its limit. Children, we can lose time. We can waste time. Now, I type all this like I'm preaching it. We can miss it. We can let it run out on us and lose precious things that we cannot recall.
Right.
Take heed how you spend your time. Time keeps marching on. Do you know where it's headed? Time will soon empty into eternity.
Yes.
We are an eternal living soul, living in an aging body. Here we all are today, and oh, how the time has flew by. Every one of us are here for a reason, and believe me, we have a short season. It will soon run out. It will all be gone. The grave, though, is not the end. We will go into eternity and face the one who made us. We'll leave everything that we have and all, everything behind in this life. And only what we do for God will last. Are you serving Him?
Yes.
Are you living for Him?
Yes.
Are you prayed up?
Yes.
Have you got that assurance? Do you feel that connection? Do you feel that witness? Oh, Lord, the signs are all around us. How many can say, Lord, what I need in this hour to stir my heart, Lord. Stir me to realize my time is short, God. Draw me and I'll run after you. I want to be ready.
Yes.
Draw me, Lord. Draw me. Ecclesiastes 3:1 says, listen. To everything there is a season. How many of those seasons come and they go?
Yes.
To everything there is a season and a time, to every purpose under the heaven.
Yes.
A time to be born and a time to die. A time to plant and a time to pluck up that which is planted. What's God saying to us in these scriptures? The moment you were born and came out of your mother's womb, you are headed toward the grave and beyond. If Jesus doesn't come first, this body will die and the soul will go into eternity. Holy Lord. The psalmist David cried out to the Lord in 89 and 47 of Psalms. How long, Lord? Remember how short my time is. David came to the throne at 30 years of age. He reigned as king for 40 years. But he spoke in the scriptures that he was old now. And he looks back on his life and getting ready to go and be with the Lord that he served. It just seems like a short measure of time, Brother Charles. Just short. So short. We're living out our life. Listen. When we die and leave this world, nobody can preach us into heaven or into hell unless they know our soul has served God with all of our whole heart.
Wow.
Hallelujah, hallelujah. David goes on in 90 and 10 of Psalms, we spend our years as a tale that is told. The days of our years are 70. 70. I'm 2 years past that. And if by reason of strength they be 80 years, for it is soon cut off and fly away.
Yes.
So he goes on, so teach us to number our days, that we may apply our hearts unto wisdom. Listen, we can waste our time easily, let it slip by and miss it.
Right.
My mom and dad always told me growing up, son, the older you get, the more you'll realize that time is flying by and you'll be old before you know it.
Yeah, man.
Boy, is that true?
Yeah.
Is that true?
Yes.
My mommy's been gone for 11 years now, and daddy left 9 years ago. It don't seem but a few months that we talked and we hugged and we laughed and spent time together. They lived out their life and a lot of time, and God called them and they answered the call. Holy Lord, holy Lord, we don't know when that time's coming. Listen, it's an appointed time. We have an appointed time to leave this world, and after this, the judgment. How are you spending your time? Are you wasting it? Are you missing it? Are you letting it slip by? Could we do more? Could we pray more? Holy Lord, could we live closer? Are we sensitive to God's Spirit? When He deals with us, when He speaks to us, now's the accepted time. Today's the day. Today, today, not tomorrow. How many people has put off till tomorrow? I'll do it later, preacher. Their body's in the grave. They died and went out of this world. Not ready. How many has ever heard the saying, time is of the essence? You ever heard that saying?
Yes.
Time is of the essence. I looked at Brother Ron, and it means that time is critically important. Any delay could cause you to lose an opportunity.
Right.
It is of utmost importance how you utilize and you spend your time. Listen now. A farmer must plant his seed in the proper time and season. He can't rush it. Neither can he afford to wait too long. You must catch the season and move in that allotted space of time. When spring comes and the air warms, you know you must plow and sow your seeds, or there'll be no fruits to harvest. Children, as it is in the natural, so it is in the spiritual. God works according to appointed times. We have to move with that time. When He calls, we must answer. When He warns, we must take heed. When He opens a door, we must pass through. We cannot linger. Our response must not be delayed, for God's doors only stay open for a time. Then they'll close. I'm afraid many people right in our family and circle of friends are not ready to meet God.
Right.
They are not ready for heaven. They're letting their time run out, and it will soon be too late. The door of mercy was soon closed. This is the reason that the Holy Ghost calls out to us today. If you will hear my voice, harden not your heart. Behold, now is the day of salvation. Now is the accepted time.
Yes.
Holy God, help us here today, Lord. Can I ask you, is there a danger of us forgetting and letting something important slip us by? How many's got a calendar hanging on your wall home? Mary keeps a little calendar booklet, Brother Ronnie, in her purse when we're out. And we've got one hanging on our kitchen wall, too, at home. You know what she does? She writes all of our doctor's appointments on both calendars. Oh, my dentist appointment. You're supposed to call in 24 hours. That way they won't charge you. Well, it's on a Friday, and I knew I was supposed to call on a Friday because, you know, I mean, my appointment is on a Monday. I fiddled around, forget all about it, and Saturday rolls around. I'll call. Well, they ain't open today. So I called early morning, Monday morning. I said, this is Tommy Romans. I said, I'm supposed to have an appointment right here, such and such a time on a Monday. I says, something come up and I can't do it. I can't get there. I got reprimanded. Well, you know that you got to call in 24 hours. I said, ma'am, I know that. She said, now, we're supposed to charge you for this. Your appointment, we're going to have to charge you. But says, I'll let you by this time. But the next time that you're going to have to miss, you call in 24 hours beforehand and let us know. We won't charge you. I said, oh, bless your heart, sissy. I said, thank you so much. I said all that really to say this. God's not like that. He's not like that. We cannot break his appointments.
Right.
You can't do it. When that door opens, when that call comes, and when that drawing comes, and when he pulls on your heartstrings, he opens that door. He reaches his hand. If I don't step in, if I don't answer, I may lose that. I may lose that.
Right.
And I will have to pay. It's amazing what God does to keep us from having to pay. I don't want to miss it.
Right.
I don't want to be chastised. I don't want to miss God's call. Thank you, Lord. Raise your hand right now, Jesus. Oh, Lord. Oh, God. The discerning of time, Lord. Time is the essence. Time, Lord. Time. Oh, God. We have to look out ahead of ourselves and plan and utilize our time, or we will miss important schedules and appointments, and we suffer and have to pay for it on down the road. I'll be honest with you. There's a lot of people paying right now. I know backsliders and people that's left the Lord. They're out of the house of God. They're paying. God has dealt. They have prayed at one time. The Spirit of God has touched them. For some reason, they got occupied with other things and they let go of the Lord in their prayer life. And they're paying for it today.
Right.
Many areas, they pay for it. Come on, utilize your time. God is sending this message today. I'm preaching to you all, but listen to me. What I preach to you all and I give to you all, I pray through at the house, it's for me too.
Yes.
I'm going to have to take advantage of my time that I've got. Ain't it amazing how we do? How we battle in the natural against the limits of time? It feels like time is against us. I know this doesn't go for everybody, but we set our clocks. Uh-oh. For the last minute. It alarms. Man, a lot, we throw them covers off and we get up in a hurry. Do what we need to do before we leave the house, running from room to room. Run out the door, lock it as fast as we can, and make a quick dash for the car. Jump in it, start it, and almost bend the laws of the road to get to our jobs on, say the last word.
On time.
On time. You know why we do that, Sister Ruthie? You know why? Because you don't want to miss a paycheck. You know you need the money and you can't afford to lose that money that you need to live on and pay your bills.
Right.
Our generation is a rat race society.
Right.
People are living on the edge. It's a race against time. Listen. And sometimes time wins and we lose and suffer for it. Is it possible that in our hurried frame of minds that we are forgetting the most important thing and person in our life?
Yes.
We're forgetting God in all of it and leaving him behind. We're so obligated to people, occupied with family and friends, jobs and chores, and our entertainments, and everything else that we let fill our mind, and we feel like We just don't have time for God. Come on. Come on, how busy are you all? I know I'm retired. Brother Ron's retired. I realize that. We all have jobs. But how many takes time to pray and read your Bible during the day and the week? Come on, children. Are we letting down? Are we forgetting something important? I want to tell you something. I can't live without Him.
Right.
He's my strength. He's my hope. He's my helper. He's my inspiration. He's the one that fights my battles. And if I get away from Him, listen to me, and I drift and don't spend time with Him, I won't have the strength in here to do battle.
Right.
I won't be able to stand the pressures. I won't be able to endure the stress. When the enemy comes like a flood, the Spirit of God will raise up, lift up a standard against him. He would do it if you're taking time with the Lord. How many people go to pieces, fall to pieces? Help us, Lord. Speak to us today. People don't take time for God to pray and to read His Word. No time for church and worship. What? Listen, children, we must take time for God.
Amen.
He's your life. He's your keeper. He's your hope. And He's your cope. C-O-P-E. How many people can't cope? How many people's got mind battles? How many people feel just pulled apart on the inside? A life of stress, a life of aggravation, a life you just feel like everything, you just feel the pressures all around you. Oh God, we need you, Lord, and we need you fast.
Yes.
Do you know why we feel sometimes that our nerves are shut? And we feel like we're so frayed and being pulled apart under stress? We're not spending time in the Lord's presence to calm our nerves, to release our burdens, to unload our cares. We don't soak enough in His presence to have peace, and our life becomes hard to bear. We worry, we fret, we fear because we don't make and take the time to spend in the prayer closet in communion with God.
Amen.
We have prioritized everything else and convince ourselves that we just don't have the time to spend with Jesus. Oh, God, help us. I don't know about you, but I can't face tomorrow without Him. I need the Holy Ghost. I said, I need the Spirit of God to calm me, to help me, to let me feel that He is near.
Amen.
I know this is familiar scriptures, but you still got your Bibles with you. I want to show you something. I didn't catch until I was going through this. I want you to turn into Luke 10. Brother Ron, I never saw this before. Luke 10 and 38. Now it came to pass as they went, Jesus and His disciples, that He, Jesus, entered into a certain village, and a certain woman named Martha received Him into her house. And she had a sister called Mary, which also sat at Jesus' feet and heard His word. But Martha was cumbered about with much serving, and came to Him and said, Lord, dost thou not care that my sister hath left me to serve alone? Bid her, Jesus, bid her that therefore that she help me. And Jesus answered and said unto her, Martha, Martha. You know, if the Lord ever speaks your name twice, he's wanting you to really, really give an ear and listen to what he's going to say to you.
Right.
Martha, Martha. Had to calm her down. Thou art what?
Careful.
Careful. And what?
Troubled.
About what?
Many things.
This is what God gave me. One thing is needful, and Mary hath chosen that good part which shall not be taken away from her. If you look at this scripture real close, when Jesus told Martha that she was careful and troubled about many things. Say many things with me.
Many things.
I don't believe, Brother Ronnie, that it was just this meal that she was worried about while she was fixing.
Right.
Jesus read her like a book. He looked inside of her heart and her mind. Martha, you're worried. You're doing good. But you're troubled inside.
Right.
About a lot of things, Martha.
Yes.
Did you know that we can be a good person and love the Lord and do good things, but we can be so stressed inside?
Yeah.
You don't want anybody to know it?
Yeah.
Could it be that you're hiding your real feelings? You're going through the motions to fit in. You smile, you talk, you do things good. But inside, you are hurting. Children, these are the times that we need God and we need each other. The Lord does not want you falling apart on the inside. How many of God's good people today, inside of them, there's many, many things troubling them and the cares that are troubling them. What about you, Mary? She said, oh, to be at the feet of Jesus and to hear his word. Mary was calm, no doubt, Brother Ronnie, right at the feet of the Son of God.
Yes.
I wonder what Jesus was telling her. I just wonder when she was sitting at his feet. Wonder what Jesus was talking to her and telling her about. Whatever it was, she could hear Martha. I mean, pans are rattling. Kettles are ringing. Feet stomping. You're careful, Martha, and you're troubled about many things. But Mary had chosen that good part. She's got peace. You're doing good for me. But you're not taking the time to spend with me.
Right.
To have the peace that Mary has. Raise your hand in love here today. Praise God. You're careful. You're troubled about many, many things. I can read it, Martha. I'm not around you all the time, but my Heavenly Father in me sees your need. Ain't that true? How many's ever had the devil try to just steal your peace?
Oh, yeah.
Our day does go better. Honest, it does, Brother Alvin. It does go better when you know that you've been in the Lord's presence. You can handle things better. Your outlook is better.
Yeah.
You've got a hope on the inside. This ain't going to last always. God, help me through this today, Lord. I'm looking to you and leaning on you, and I need your strength. I tell Mary all the time, I said, if it wasn't for the Word of God, I read the Word of God all the time. I read my Bible. I go in there. I get on my phone. I'll read and look up scriptures. I look up definitions and stuff. Honest, sissy, if it wasn't for the Word of God and my prayers, I couldn't do what I'm doing. I couldn't handle.
Right.
I could not handle life.
Right.
Anybody got a thought today? What does it mean to you? Are you utilizing your time? Are you discerning the time you have? That season you're in right now? Was it Jesus that said, and it is, John 14:1, let not your heart be troubled. It seems like we have a handle. God's saying, you do have a handle on this. You can get a hold of it. You believe in God, believe also in me. He said, peace I leave with you. He did not stop there. My peace I give unto you, not as the world giveth, give I unto you. Let not your heart be troubled, and neither let it be afraid. Redeeming the time.
Wherefore he saith, awake thou that sleepeth, and rise from the dead, and Christ shall give thee light. See then that ye walk circumspectly, not as fools, but as wise, redeeming the time, because the days are evil. Wherefore be ye not unwise, but understanding what the will of the Lord is.
All right. Children, I believe this thing is winding up. We're at the end.
Yes, it is.
We're still dealing with time. Do you know what circumspectly means? Yes. It means to walk carefully and thoughtfully and diligently with an awareness of your surroundings.
Come on.
To guard yourself. Paying attention to any danger. It means to watch where you are going. Paying attention to anything that's bad. In everything you do, consider the consequences. Paul is a saying, we must live our lives with wisdom to make the right choices.
Right.
Use your time wisely, seeking God's will before acting. Listen, children, you do not want to be out of God's will when Jesus comes. I felt that.
Amen.
You want to be in His will.
That's right.
Holy Lord, if we ever needed our hearts and our minds stayed on the Lord, it is now.
Yes.
Redeeming the time means buying up the time that we have left and using it for God.
Yes.
Woo, put God in the equation. Now the Pharisees in Matthew 16, 1, the Pharisees also with the Sadducees came and tempting Jesus desired him that he would show them a sign from heaven. Now ain't that ridiculous? He raises the dead, he heals the sick, he feeds the multitudes. Lord have mercy. In other words, they said to him, all of these miracles, are you for real? Are you who you say you are? Is what you're saying really true, Jesus? God. Jesus answered them, Brother Ronnie, and said, when it is evening, ye say it will be fair weather, for the sky is red. In other words, when you see the sun setting in the evening and its bright rays, it's going to be good weather. But in the morning, when you see the sky lowering, overcast, in other words, with dark clouds, you know it's going to be bad weather. Then Jesus said, you can discern the face of the sky, but you cannot discern the signs of the times. You do not realize who's standing in your midst. You're looking up on the Son of God. Oh, Lord, I don't want to miss it, do you? Lord, have mercy. We're dealing with, and here we go, and I told Mary I can't really wait to get to this part. We're dealing with time. Listen what the Lord said to Jeremiah's generation and his people. Jeremiah 8:7, yea, the stork in the heaven, stork in heaven, knoweth her appointed times, and the turtle dove and the crane and the swallow observe the time of their coming. But my people know not the judgment of the Lord. The harvest is past. The summer is ended, and we're not saved. In this scripture, the Lord's telling the nation, His people, that the birds observe the time of their coming. they are more sensitive to him than people are.
Right.
He ordained within them their nesting and their migration. Stay with me. They have and raise their little ones, and when the time comes, they know when cold winter is coming. Brother Charles, they know when to migrate to a warmer climate. They arrive exactly when the season is right, and they never miss it. God created within them an eternal sense of timing to depart and to arrive at the right season without anybody telling them or teaching them.
Come on.
God is saying, my people are not paying attention to the spiritual season that they're living in.
Right.
They have forgotten me and failed to recognize that my judgment is approaching because of their sins and backsliding. Here we go, Brother Ron. Are you all ready for this?
Yes.
I looked one of these birds up, a stork, and I'm telling you, I wrote a dictionary, encyclopedia. I Googled it. I said, come on, Google, tell me. White storks are all over the world. The white storks in Eastern Europe, to escape the cold winter that they know is coming, listen now, they will migrate all the way down into Africa, 6,000 to 7,000 mile journey one way. They fly anywhere from 25 to 40 miles per hour, traveling 100 to 200 miles a day in normal conditions. When it comes time to leave together, they ascend up to the sky and ride the warm thermal air currents that God provided to help them soar on their journey through the Middle East, down the Nile Valley into Africa. White storks can live up to 30 years. Year after year, they travel back and forth. Eastern Europe, back to Africa, making the journey with their new little ones. Ain't it amazing to think that in 20 years they will make 40 migrations, 20 to Europe to raise their family, 20 trips back to Africa in that 20 years. Over its lifetime, it may fly well over 200,000 miles, guided by the instincts that God put within its breast. Oh, their faithful obedience to God's created order that the birds have. If the animals and the birds know when to move, when to leave with their little ones, the approaching cold and danger, where does that leave man? If you could talk to a white stork and he could commune back with you, and you could ask it, why do you fly so far, Mr. White Stork or Miss White Stork, why? It would answer you and say, I can't explain it. As the time approaches to leave my nesting ground, I feel within me a stirring. I just can't explain it. God put it in my breast. It's a desire down deep that keeps growing and growing till it gets so strong that I look at my little young ones and I say, it's time to go, children. It's time to move. We gotta go. Our time here is running out. Cold and danger is on its way. It's coming soon. It's time to ascend and rise up and head to a better place and a better climate. How many could say, Brother Tommy, I'm headed to a far better place than this? All right. I feel it, Jeff, way down deep in my heart. Thank you, Lord. There's a stirring within my breast. There's a stirring within my heart that's just saying it's getting cold. It's a dark age and we're living in. The dangers are all around us. It's time to mount up and to get ready. Come, Lord Jesus, come.
Yes, amen.
Oh, God. This ain't all. It's a few more little sentences. It's time to go, children. I looked all of this up before migration. Family groups gather with other storks in late summer. As the migration begins, all of these family groups come and they merge together into a large flock, numbering thousands, multiplied thousands of birds. And they soar, they all soar together on rising columns of warm air. God provides the warm thermal winds on their migration routes that helps them from having to continually flap their wings. If God does this for the white storks, will He not help us if we obey and follow Him? He will help us all to get home. Brother Ronnie, He's going to provide the wind of His Spirit, hey Lord, to keep us going to reach our destination in heaven. And you raise your hand and say, breathe on me, O breath of God. Breathe inside of my soul. Breathe the wind, dear Lord, and let me ascend up. Hallelujah. Can I pause right here and ask, are you aware of the season that you're in? Can you see and sense that it is late and the Lord is coming? The signs are all around us. Do you not realize? Do you not realize your time is swiftly running out on you? Are you ready to go? Is your heart right with God? Are you in His will? Lord, raise your hand one more time and praise Him. Hey, Lord, I want to be in your will. Hey, Lord, I want to take advantage of the time that I got and give it unto the Lord and to serve Him with all of my heart. I thank Him. Raise your hand and just wave it to the Lord. The Holy Ghost is a-stirring. He's a-stirring the bride. He's a-stirring His church. It's just about time to leave out of here. I'm telling you, He's coming in the glory of His Father with the holy angels, and the trumpet is about to sound. Hey, hey, Levi, He's going to call us up out of here. It's time. Are you get ready?
Thank you, Lord.